We are on Daf Samach Aleph, Amad Aleph. Let us just see the end of the Mishnah and then go to the Gemara. The Mishnah said on Daf Samach Amad Aleph, Vim ad shaloi gomar asamatone shebefnim nishpach adam, yovi dam acher veyarzer betchilo bebefnim. It was nishpach adam in the middle of the matones befnim. You bring another par, and you start from the matonis bifnim. V'chein beheichol, if he had started in the heichol to make the matonis on the paroiches, nishpach adam, so also you bring another par, and you start the matonis beheichol. So kaponim, it's telling us that you don't have to go back to the Pnim. That means Al Kaponim, the Kapora Shenigmara Nigmara. The Kapora that was in the Kodesh Kadoshim was Nigma. V'chein b'mizbeach Hazov, Shekulon Kapora b'fnei Atmon. So each one is a Bazundere Kapora. So therefore we say Kapora Shenigmara Nigmara. But in each mocking bazunder, if it was nishpach adam beemtzi, you go back to the beginning. Rabbi Lezer v'Rab Shimon Oimrim mimokim sheposak misham humaschel. Rabbi Lezer holds that a mikzas kapore that was done also is a shame kapore, and you can continue from there, so you don't have to go back. Now, v'chein beheichol v'chein b'mizbeach. And daf samach aleph. Tana rabbono, v'kiper es mikdash hakodesh. Let us just see, the Gemara is not being the complete lotion of the posik. The posik says as follows. V'chiper es mikdash ha-kodesh, v'es oil moyed, v'es ha-mizbeach, yechaper, v'al ha-kohanim, v'al kol am ha-kol, yechaper. This is the pasuk. V'chiper es mikdash ha-kodesh, ze lifnai v'lifnim. Oil moyed, ze heichol, mizbeach, kemashmoy. Each one comes with an S, but the Gemara is mashmet the S. Yechaper, besam esbeich yechaper elu azoris. So this is the middle of the Baraisa, but then the Baraisa is going to speak about something else. So let's just figure out pshat in the first half of the Baraisa. So Rashi says as follows: V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh ze lifnai v'lifnim. Kiper bedomim halolu, the dam in the Kodesh Kadoshim is mechaper al tume sheiro lifnai velifnim. Im nichnas sham odom sham betume ve'ein bo yediye besoif, aval havala yediye betchile v'yafinem mikroi bebekama deshvui shesoyer zeh toila oleh lohogim en hayisurim. Now, we have to know this Rashi is very unclear. The Marshad, all these Rashis are unclear. The Marshad and the Rishash are ma'irah this, but let us go back to the beginning of the Rashi. There are two cases of Tumah b'Mikdash. There's one case of Tumah b'Mikdash, She'ira, that he became Tomei there. That means he wasn't the Kodesh Kadoshim, and somehow there was a dead sheretz he stepped over. There's another case of Tumah b'Mikdash, that he was Tomei l'chatchila. There was a Yediyah mitchila. There wasn't a Yediyah b'soit. That means he knew when he became Tomei, he became Tomei. But b'shas, when he went in, he forgot about it. These are two different cases. So the Siach Yitzchak makes an oi. So let us start again the Rashi. So Rashi wants to say that the kapore bifnim could be on two eifanim. Kiper bedomim halolu al tume she'ira lifnai velifnim. She'ira means he became tame lifnai velifnim. Oi, we have there an oi, or another case, im nichnas odam shom betume, a person went in betume, ve'ein bo yediye besoy. Now, if he didn't become tame there, so now we can say a second case, that there was a yediye betchile, ve'ein bo yediye besoy. Aval havala yediye betchile, bi'afine mikroy bepekame de shvue, she'soyer ze toila oleo,
that means when there'll be a yediyah b'soif, and he'll chap that he went into the Kodesh Kadoshim b'tumah, he'll have to bring a kolben oila v'yoyret.
But b'asher u'sham, the soyer is megin, that is megin min a yisurim. And the first pshat Rashi, v'otabazoy is gewissen, that a different case, that he became tummy in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and for that alone, and on that, the Seir is also Mechapa. That's how it seems from Rashi. Zeh Heichol, now Rashi goes, that's Vechiper as Migdash HaKodesh. Rashi says, so the Hazoyas Hadam and the Kodesh Kadoshim is Mechapa on a person who was Tomei in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Oyel moyed, besoyel moyed, zeheichel. Al tume she'iro beheichel. Hirashi says, doesn't say adin, im nichnas betume. If he became tome in the heichel, so the avoid in the heichel is mechapa. Ve'esam is beyach, kemashmoy, al tume she'iro la'odom bimizbeyach. Visho kidei ishtach avoye, שזהו שיר שהיה למי שנתמו בעזור. Now this is also a shvera Rashi. Rashi, when speaking about a case of Iro, when a person became Tomei in the Beis Hamikdash. So the shaila is, what should he do? He's Tomei, so he can't disappear. So the halacha is that he should get out as quick as possible. That's what he should do. If he is shoye, in that mocking, a shir hishtach avoye, the time it takes to be mishtachbe, says, Allah l'moish misini si'ischayv, then ischayv akapore. Because that chat, who told you to stay there? You should have gone out. So by staying there, a shir shehiya of hishtach avoye, ischayv. So now, all of a sudden, Rashi did not mention Rashi had, we had three cases. We had three cases of Iraloi Tume, Iraloi Bekodesh Kadoshim, Iraloi Be'echol, and there Rashi didn't mention anything at all about the Din Shehiyah. Rashi, of all places, mentioned the Din Shehiyah when Rashi is speaking about She'ira Al Tume She'ira La'odom B'mizbeach. Now what does that mean, She'ira La'odom B'mizbeach? Now, we'll come back to our Rashi, but let's mention two other Rashis. Then we'll come back to our Rashi. Rashi, in Shvuas, Taf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi speak, we have this Paraisa in Shvuas, we have this Paraisa in Chulin, Taf Kufla Amid Aleph Amid Beis. So Rashi in Shvuas, Taf Yud Gimel Amid Beis says as follows. Tume she'ira lifnai v'lifnim v'sho kidei hishtach avoye. Very good. If it's speaking about a tume she'ira, so Rashi has to say, when we're speaking about Kodesh Kadoshim, we have to say sho kidei hishtach avoye. That's what Rashi says in Shavuos. In the Chulin, Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, when Rashi speaks about Mizbeach, so Rashi says, Kol mi she'ovad betume b'mizbeach. If a person did avoid, mizbeach means he didn't avoid the betume. B'loi chiyiv migdosh. So then there's a chiyiv not because of the shehiyah betume. Then there's a chiyiv is for doing avoid the betume. B'loi chiyiv migdosh. Kigoy nitma be migdash va ovad beloshiye. The ain kantum is migdash. The heicha de nitma bazori kaimulon halach lemoish misinaid le mechai vache yishe kedei ishtachavur. So Rashi says like this, if there's only tume, the aveira was that he was nitma b'migdash, and he didn't go out fast enough, so then the chiyav is if he was shoye shir ishtachavoye. But that what it says, mizbeach, that were mechaper on the mizbeach, so mizbeach means he did avoide on the mizbeach on a shir ishtachavoye. So there the chiyav is for doing avoide b'tume. That's what Rashi says in Chulin. Well, see, Taisa says that same gears in our Rashi. So the Gvuras Ari says that there's a grais in Rashi. So Rashi says, Ve'esa mizbeach kemashmoy, al tu meshira la'odom bimizbeach, ve'loi shor kidei hishtachavoye. It wasn't shor kidei hishtachavoye, shezeh shir shir lemishenit mabazore, that you don't need mizbeach. So then, if we're speaking about Shehiye, so she is on these different mekaymes, and if a person became tamei b'kodesh kadoshim, so there's a hischayev of a shir shiye, we became tamei in the heichel, became tamei in the azor. So that's the din kapore that you need on nitma b'fnim v'sho. And it says mizbeach, so mizbeach is coming to tell us that if he did avoide b'tuma, also the soyer is. It's also v'chiper, so it's mechaper. It's the poor, the soyer is mechaper. That's l'chayre pshat in Rashi, and we'll make this grais in Rashi. So this bereise is coming to tell us what the different avoides in the different mekaymes, what are they mechaper on? So it says that it's mechaper on the tumah b'kodesh kadoshim, the tumah b'heichel, or ovad b'tumah ala mizbeach. Yechaper elu azoreis. That's if he was tumah in the azore. So the avoides, the kapor is mechaper on all these tumas. That's how Rashi seems to learn. Now, before we go further, let us just see Taisvis on Samach Amud Beis. The Chiper es Migdash Hakodesh zelifnai velifnim. Peirish Rashi atuma delifnai velifnim. V'loi nihire. So Taisvis is not like Rashi's pshat. Do ha amatonis delifnai velifnim udahechul maisi lo. The Gemara is going on our mission. This is very interesting, this pasuk. It's telling us what the Dama Por and Dama Soir is Mechaparan. Very nice. But Taisa says, what does it have to our sugya? We're not Isaac in this Indian. What the Kapor accomplishes? It's going on our mission. The mission says that the Avoide in the Kodesh Kadoshim is a Kapor of Neyatzma. If Nishbach Adam after the Avoide, So you don't have to do over the avoid in the Kodesh Kodosh. And that's what our Mishnah is speaking about. And the Gemara brings this Barais Apirish on our Mishnah. So Taisvi says, Loi nihira damatonis de levnai levnima de hechel maisilo. Loi ma, de chol matonis de levnai velefnim chodach shive. All the matonis levnim is called one matone. Dim nishbach adom. Kaidim shegoma kola matonis lifnai lifnim, maybe par echod a maso betrile. El some mail, elo yeshloi melinin ishbachadam koma. Ze lifnai lifnim, de kulu kichode matonich shivi. So that means, vechiper, so lochay taisi seems slim shan de brais as follows. Vechiper es migdish akoidish, the avoide, the achas lamailo vesheva lamato. That is done in the Kodesh Kadoshim, that's one kapore. One maton, it's one kapore. So if he didn't finish it, so he has to start from the beginning. Aber yeshlo min yinishpach adom kama. Ze lifnai lifnim, de kulu kichod maton echshive. If nishpach adom beemtza, you have to start from the beginning. De heichel kichod maton. And all the matonis of the mizbeach is also one matonis. If nishbach adom is done. Now, it's very interesting. The Beraisa has one more prat over here. Yechaper Eilu Azoris. Now, what does this mean, according to Tosfos? According to Rashi, it's beautiful. The Pasuk, the Beraisa is telling us the Mekoimis of a person was Nitma Betume. He needs the kapore of the Parvus Yom Kippurim. He was Nitma in the Azores, Yevan Ezros Noshim, Yevan Ezros Yisrael, Yevan Ezros Kehanim, Yevan Ben Ulum Lemizbeach. So it's telling all the places that you need this kapore. That's what the Brais is coming to tell us. The Chippel, the Parvus is Machaper on the Tumah B'Kodesh Kadoshim, Behechel, B'Tumah B'Mizbeach. He was sure Betume Bazoris. So it's telling us what it accomplishes. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Beraisa. So it's very good Bazoris. But according to Tosfos, the Pasuk is telling, the Beraisa is speaking about the Avoide that is done. The Avoide that is done in the Kodesh Kadoshim is one maton, it's one kapore. What's done in the Heichel is one kapore. Nishpach Adom, Yechayis Alarosh, Mizbeach, is one kapore. So, what's the Tzachbaita? Eilu Azoris. So what are we speaking about over here? Could be, but I doubt it though. It could be in the Azore there was the Shvicha Shirayim. There was the Shefer, the Shirayim, and in the Azore. The Azore is Vesachnit, but let's forget about Azore. Taisva says, Heichel means the Avoide Shebeichel, Mizbeich means the Matone Shebeichel. So maybe Azore means the Avoide which was done in the Azore, which was the Shvicha Shirayim. There's a big tumult over here. If Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akev, we learned yesterday Rabbi Yehuda holds Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akev. So I'm just wondering if it's coming to tell us if you hold Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akev, so the Barais is coming to tell us what would happen if he was Shoifech Mitzus of the Shirayim and then it was Nishpach Adom. What happens then? So if we will assume that it's just like all the others, you have to be Shaifach Kol Adom. It wasn't Shaifach all the Dom. So it could be, Tosfos learned Pshat in the Beraisa, that if it's Nishpach Adom, so you have to make Shvicha Shirayim over again. But then there's a grad, an interesante Gvuras Ari, you can't Shecht a new par and make Shvicha Shirayim. Because the dam is not Shirayim. It's only called Shirayim if Amatona was given from this dam. Then you can make Shirayim. But if there's no Matonis, you can't give Shirayim. But the Gvura Sari says, I Yesod, that if we hold Shvicha Shirayim as Ma'akev, so he wasn't Yoitzi yet with the Matonis yet. The Matonis also weren't taken care of. So then the Gvura Sari says in a note that you could, with the new Paul, you could make some matonis. Let's say you'll make matonis on the Mizbeach over again, because those matonis run good, because Shvicha Shirayim is makib, and then the rest you can use for Shvicha Shirayim. So maybe that's how Tosfos understood Pshat in the Beraisa. Tosfos doesn't speak about the last bove in the Beraisa, Eilu Azoris. Perhaps that's Pshat in Tosfos. Miyu nuchel yashiv peirish Rashi dahochi koma. The matonis, that's ich b'shat in the Beraisa, the way I said. The matonis, l'fnai l'fnim, chodach shivi. No, Rashi, the Beraisa is also saying what they accomplish. Umechaper al tumme she'ire shom. Chayim behechel, chodach shivi. Umechaper al tumme she'ire behechel. Mizbeich kemashmoy, chodach shivi. It's called one maton. Umechaper al shenit no b'fnim. V'loi shoh kishir ishtach avoye v'ovad avoide. So Memele could be Rashi also learned this Pshat in the Barais that Tosfos wants to say that it's Zichah coming to tell us it's called one matone, and if it's Nishpach Adam Be'emtza, so you have to go back to the beginning. But the Barais is also telling us two things that about the Kapore, it's called one Kapore, and on what it is Mechaper. Mishum de Pashti de Kromairi be Kapore Shem Mechaper. Al Migdash HaKodesh, there's a Pashto Dekra also, that and what it is Mechapal, Karnival HaMakola, came Perish Rashi came. So Taisis wants to say, could be Rashi also meant this, but the Bereis is, or the Bereis, or Rashi is coming to tell us Pashto Dekra, that and what it is Mechapal also. But the Gemara is bringing this Bereis, for a drash to tell us that each kapore in each mokim is considered like one matone, and before it was nigmar, it's like nothing occurred. And if nishpach adam, you go back to the beginning. That's the first half of the beraisa. Now, the posik ends, let us again mention the lashon of the posik. The posik says, v'chipas migdash ha-kodesh, v'sayil moyit, v'sam izbeyach, yichapa. That's v'chipa. Now the posuk says, and who does it help? Va'ala kahanim, val kol am hakol yechaper. It helps for the kahanim, val kol am hakol yechaper. Zok the bereise weiter. What does this mean? Hakahanim kemashmon, it's mechaper on the kahanim. Am hakol elu Yisrael. Yechaper elu alavim. So that the avodah Shem HaKippurim is mechaper on the kahanim, levim, v'yisraelim. Hagavurah, the Gevurah Sari explains that if you need yechaper for levim, so not the levim are not called kohol, levim azicha called kol, because if not, so all psulei kol would be mutat tamay levim. So that it be mutter to kal geirim leikul kol anaman diyoma, but kal levim azicha ikul kol. But you need a besondere ribui for levim because they're not called an am. That's what this bereis holds. It says am hakol. Am hakol is not levim. They're not called an am. So memelas am hakol is elu Yisrael. So yechaper is going under levim. Hushvu kulam lechapora achas. So it says, it's like it seems from either the Pashto Dekra, that they all become niskaper with one kapore. What does that mean? Shekulam miskaperin besoyer amishtaleach bishar averes. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that ganz klar Yisrael kanem levim Yisraelim on the shar averes. So they're all miskaper with one kolben. We'll see with the video of the Seira Mishtaleach. Because that means as follows. Let's understand one thing. The Seira is Asher Lo'om. The Seira that we did the Avoide Bifnim, that's the Seira Asher Lo'om. So that's Mechapa and Tumas Migdash V'Kadosh for the Yom. The pole is the pole of Arin. So this is mechaper on the kahanim. So tumis migdash v'kadoshov, there is not one kapore for all of them. Fakert, the kapore for tumis migdash v'kadoshov on the kahanim is the pole. The kapore on tumis migdash v'kadoshov on klal Yisrael is the soyer shalom. Fine. So now the pasuk says that yechaper and al kahanim al makol al yechaper. So this is one big kapore. So this can't be talking about tumas migdash v'kadoshav. So this is talking about the video of the seir mishtaleach, which is mechaper and shar averes, and that all have one kapore. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Shimon Oimer, Kishem Shedam Hasoyer Hanase Bifnim Mechaper al Yisroel Betumis Migdash Vekadoshet. Rab Shimon said, just like the Dam Hasoyer is Mechaper al Yisroel Betumis Migdash Vekadoshet. Now he means to say, when we look in the Parsha, by the Dam, the pole, which was Mechaper on the Kahanim, the pasuk it says there were two viduyim. First, the kohen was mechaper olov al beisoy. The second vidui was olov al ochiv kahanim. And then they brought the damapor into the. Then they did the avoid of the damapor and the kodesh kadoshim and the heichol, etc. By the soyer, it says also they did the avoid in the kodesh kadoshim and the heichol and the mizbeach. But by the soyer, it doesn't mention a vidui.
So Rabbi Shimon said, "Amoyer dekezach." So Rabbi Shimon said, "Since we see that the dam hasoyer is mechaper and tumes mikdash vekadoshav without a vidui, so the dam hapol, which is mechaper for the kahanim, should also be mechaper without a vidui. What's the difference?" This is Rabbi Shimon's hashtag tel. Kishem shadam asoyer hanasa befnim mechaper al Yisrael betumes mikdash vekadosho. Kach dam apol mechaper al kehanim betumes mikdash vekadosho. So what did he say over here? So he said a mouthful. So he said you don't need the vidui for tumes mikdash vekadosho by the kahanim, just like you don't need the vidui for the Yisraelim. וכשם שווידוי של סויר המשתלח מחפר על ישראל בשער הווירס, כך וידוי של פער מחפר על הכהנים בשער הווירס. So ממילא, so he said, there's no common kapore for the kahanim and the Yisraelim. The kahanim era bazundere kapore, the tumes mikdash v'kadosh was with avoides hapor, and the vidui came for shar aveiros. And according to the soyer came for tumas mikdash for kadosh, and the dam soyer came for tumas mikdash kadosh for Yisrael, and the vidui of the soyer amishtaleach was on shara veiras for klal Yisrael. So we have here a machloikis between Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda, the vidui of the poor, what was it machaper? Rab Shimon holds the video of the poll was Machaper and Shar Averis by Klal Yisrael. And the Seir HaMishtaleach was Machaper, the video of the Seir HaMishtaleach was Machaper and Shar Averis of Klal Yisrael. According to Rab Yehuda, the video of the poll was also Machaper Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. We'll elaborate a little. And Shara Veiris, everyone was Neskaper with the Vidoy of the Seir HaMishtalech. That sheet is Rabbi Yehuda. There was one standard Kapora and Shara Veiris. Agavucha, I had a Ha'ore, learning this Gemore. Baruch Hashem, I found the Ritve in Shavuos asks the Kashe. We had a Gemore, the Gemore asks, and when Dachman Gimel on the base, we had a Gemore, Rabbi Shmuel said, why did you need two viduyim on the po? First, the coin was Mizvada Olov al Beisoy, and the second vidu was Olov al Ochiv Akehanim. Zokt Rabbi Shmuel gezokt, at first he's Mizvada on himself, and Yovai Zakai, and then Viyachaper, so first he becomes a Zakai, first he's Mizvada on himself. And then he's Mizvada on the others, on the Ochiv Akehanim. So I thought as follows. According to Rab Shimon, so the Emerson, the vidui of the po was on Shar Averis. The Mikdash V'Kadosh didn't need a vidui at all. That was the Dama po was Mechaper on the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of the Kahanim. The vidui of the po was Mechaper on Shar Averis. So it's beautiful. So it was one vidui for himself. First he became a Zakai. Then the second vidui was on Ochiv Kahanim, and then the Shar Averis of Klal Yisrael. So the Seir HaMishtaleach. But who was Mizvad on the Seir HaMishtaleach? The Kohen Gadol who was already in his chaper with the first vidui of the poll. So it's good. Yovai Zakai, v'nevet mechaper zayin afachai. That's very good according to Rab Shimon. But according to Rab Yehuda, and the irony is because Rabbi Yehuda said, the Gemara in Shavuos says Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, l'chayr etzapela. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Paul and the Sawyer only took care of Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshet. Shara Averis, we're not up to Shara Averis yet. The Paul and the Sawyer took care. So when it came to the Shara Averis, so they're all the same Yachsonim, the Kohen Gadol, the Kahanim, the Yisraelim, they're all in the same boat. And though when it comes to Shar Averis as a Mesvada, Choto, Poshu, Dos, where's the Yovei Zakai? He's not a Zakai. In Shar Averis, he's not a Zakai. So this Kasha bothered me. So I found the Ritve in Shavuos. So the Ritve says as follows. The Loik of Dinen, Lid Rabbi Yishmoel, Ella betchilas hakapore. the beginning of the kapore, samemele, so then you need a zakai. The given the kvar niskapru hu ubeisei al tumes migdash vikadosho, apishel seira mishtachlin ma'av bishel seira mishtaleach choshvine lei zakai mechaper alachai. Exactly what this means, I haven't the faintest idea. Aber kaponim azayzuk the Ritva. The Ritva says, he has a shem zakai ready. Even though we're speaking about two sugim aveiris, migdash v'kadoshov and shar aveiris, but already since already he was a zakai on migdash v'kadoshov, so he's already coming, the gabi shar aveiris is also called a zakai. Yovei zakai v'yechaper alachai. That is, now, let me just tell over one more thing. The Gemara in Shavuos explains, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the vidui, the Gemara says, the vidui in the Dam HaPor both go on Tumas Migdash V'Kadosho, but the Gemara says it's not on the same case. One is there was a Yediyah Loi Metchila and there wasn't a Yediyah B'Soif, and the other is talking about a case that there was no Yediyah, or but both are speaking of two different cases of Tumas Migdash V'Kadosho. Two different cases. That's what the Gemara says in Shavuos. So Al Koponim, the Gemara Weis Tachoish, just like according to Rab Shimon, the Vidui of the Paul was a Kapore B'Fnei Atzmoy. According to Rab Shimon, the Vidui was Machapar on the Kahanam on Shareveres. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the vidui of the poor was a kapore on one case of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. Just one second. The Gemara says in Shavuos, Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the vidui and the poor, the Gemara says, chad vidui, the Gemara says, why do you need two viduyim according to Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, chad vidui v'dom isagi. So the Rashi says, chad keneget soir hapnimi, whatever the soir pnimi is mechaper, v'chad keneget soir achitzin. There were two, you were makriv two seirim yom kippurim, so the vidui and the poor was one was connected the soir apnim, one was connected the soir achitzin. Al kaponim, the vidui was not a chelik of the avodas hadam. The vidui was mechapa on one thing, and the dam was mechapa on another thing. So yesterday we cleared a shaila, what when it's nishpach hadom, what happens? And you bring a new pot, you have to make a new vidui. So, mestam according to no one, you have to make a new vidui, because the vidui was a kapore b'fnei atmoi. One was connected to soyer apnimi, one was connected to soyer achitzin. So, lemaise, according to everyone, the vidui on the pot was a kapore b'fnei atmoi, and when it was nishpach hadom, they never had to bring a new pot. When they brought a new pot, they did not have to make a new vidui. Al Kaponim, just let's refresh our memories. We went off a little bit on a tangent. That we have here, the Sefer of the Baraisa tells us, is a Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Oifen HaKapore. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasuk is telling us that there's one Kapore for the Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, and that is the Vidui of the Seir HaMishtaleach. And Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshov, the Kahanim have their own kapore with the vidui of the poor and the poor, and the Israelim have their own kapore with the soya. And Rab Shimon holds that there wasn't a standard kapore. The poor of the Kahanim accomplished what the soya did for the Om. And the vidui of the poor accomplished what the vidui of the soyer mishtaleach did for the yom. That is the machlokes of Yehuda and Rab Shimon. Let us see Rashi. Hushvu kulam baha yechaper basre kahanim levim v'yisraelim. They have one kapore. That's what Rab Yehuda said. Ubetumes migdash v'kadosh v'yevshel ha'shvoysam. You can't say in Tumes migdash v'kadosh they have the same kapore. Shreipol mechaper al ha'kahanim v'asoyer ha'nasa b'fnim al Yisrael. Ube'eze kapore hu'shvu melameit shekulam miskaperim b'vidui shel soyer ha'mishtaleach b'shar aveiris divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, k'shem shedam asoyer ha'nasa b'fnim mechaper Yisrael b'tumes migdash v'kadosh v'ein imoy vidui. Just like the dam asoyer is mechapa without vidui, kach dam apor b'loy vidui mechapa l'kahanim betumes migdash v'kadosh. So what is the vidui coming? Shem she vidui shel soyer mishtaleach mechapa la Yisroel b'shar aveiris, kach vidui shel par mechapa l'kahanim. Mesech the shvu is pachinin l'Rab Shimon Avadai hu shvu, the zichah, the pashas of the posik is that they're similar, yechapa, the kahanim b'vim yisam yechapa, they're similar that they have a kapora. Miu kolchav mechape b'didei. They're similar. They have a kapora, and the end result they hushvu. But the even a kapora is the kahanim is through the vidui apor and the por and the Israelim are through the soil and the vidui from the soil azozo. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanu rabbonon. Vekilo mikaper es hakodesh. Now here also the Gemara doesn't bring the pasuk the way it is written. Let us just mention the pasuk. Vekilo mikaper es hakodesh is a pasuk chof. Vekilo mikaper es hakodesh. Ve es oil moyed. Ve es hamizbeach. So now let us see the braise. Vikilo mikaper es hakodesh, ze, he finished being mechaper es hakodesh. Ze lifnai v'lifnim. Ve es oyol moyed, ze heichol. Mizbeach kemashmoy. Melameid shekulon kapore kapore bifnei atzmo. Now the drosha goes as follows. The Ritva says the drosha goes from the S. Vekila, that it's not one long kapore, the different kapores. Vekilo mikaper es hakodesh. That's one kapore. The S oil moyet. That's the second kapore. The S amizbech is the third kapore. So that means as follows, that haloche, that nishpach hadom, after the matonish shebefnim, he doesn't have to go over again. He starts from the Heichel. Nishpach Adam, after he was Mekayim the Matonah Shebeichel, he goes to the Mizbeach. So that is what we learn from this Pasuk. That each one, Kaidish is a Kapor b'fnei atzmoy, Oyel Moed is a Kapor b'fnei atzmoy, Mizbeach is a Kapor b'fnei atzmoy. And we learn from the S, the Kippur S. Each one is a different Kapor. Mikan Omru, now this Mikan Omru is very misleading. We're going to say something which we don't learn out from this, from this pasuk. Later we're going to see what we learn out from this pasuk. Mikan Omru. Nosan Miktsas Matone Shebefnim. Venishpach Adom. Yovi Dom Acher V'yaschel Betchile B'matone Shebefnim. So this is Rameyer. She's Rameyer holds that the Tana of our Mishneh, that if it's Nishpach Mem Samaton, she go back to the beginning. Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Eine Maschil Elo Mimorkem Sheposak. Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon hold that every Matone was Niskapa till then. You go further. You don't have to go back to the beginning. Gomares Samatones. Now this is the Mikan Omru, what we learn from the Vekila. Gomares amatonis shebifnim. What happens if he finished the matonis shebifnim? V'nishpach adom, yovi dam acher, v'yaschil b'tchile b'matonis shebeichel. This is the vekila. But each one is a kapora b'fnei atzmoy. So if he kapora shenigmaro, if he finished the matonis shebifnim, v'nishpach adom, you go further. Nosan mitzas matonei shebeheichel v'nishpach adom. Then yovi damache v'yaschel b'tchilo beheichel. This is vayta shitas rameya. Rabbi Elozov, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, eini maschel elo mimokim sheposak.
Gomar matone shebeichel. What does he finish the matone shebeichel? V'nishpach adom. This is weiter the mikan omru. Yovi damache. Yishecht another par, another soil. V'yasru betchile b'matones hamizbeach. But the kaporis haheichel was nigmero. Nosan mikzes matone shebemizbeach. V'nishpach adom. Yovi damache. V'yasru betchile b'matones hamizbeach. That's why the Rav Meir. Abelozov Shimon Oimrim, Mimokim Sheposak Umaschel, that all the matonis that were done till now are done, and you continue from where you left off. Let us see Rashi. Vekilo Mikaperes Akoidish, Zelifnai Velifnim, Elu Hazoi Shalbein Abadim, Zehechol Hazoi Shalala Poroiches, Mikan Omru, Rashi says the Mikan Omru, Lav Anosa Miktas Matonis Koi, El Agmar Matonis Shebefnim, the second halacha that he mentions in the Baraisa, was Nigmara Matonis Shebefnim, Nishpach Adom, and it was Nishpach Adom, Bekoma, Mikan Omru, the Ain't Zorich Larzer, the Lazois Ezois Shegomar, he doesn't have to do the kaporet which he had already done. Sherei kaporet b'fnei atzmai. That is a different kaporet, and that was kaporet shenigmero. The Gvuras Ari clears a shaila, and in Lomdes he says, he would say one way, but from the Beraise it would seem the other way. The Gvuras Ari clears a shaila, by the Mizbeach. By the Mizbeach, we had a machlekes before how the Avoidus Mizbeach was. That means there was Dalad Matonis and the Kronis, and then there was Zayin Hazoyis Al Torish Al Mizbeach. Now we had a machlekes if Misarvin Le Kronis or Ein Ma'arvin Le Kronis. The dam that was Nitin and the Kronis, were they ma'ariv the dam apor the dam asoyer, and did they put the dam ha-me'uriv on the kronis, or was it separate? So one man the yomah holds that they ma'ariv in the kronis. So the avoidus ha-kronis was first the dam apor, they made dalad matonis, then the dam asoyer, they made dalad matonis, and then they mixed the domim, and then they made zayin hazoyis on the torah shomizbeach. So what would happen after they made the Dalad Matone Shalapo, the Dalad Matone Shalasoyer, Nishpachadot. What do you do then? So the Guru Sari said, Misvore, he would say, this is a different Avoider. I mean, the Avoider Sakronis was with Dam Hapol, with Dam Hasoyer. That was the Avoider Sakronis. The Avoider Sazoyer is, that's more of the Kedam. So, l'chayr, it's a different avoiding answer. So, he would say, misvore, that it was nishpach adom, so you start, you're only shecht apar, and you make hazoy, you don't have to go back to the avoid the sabatonis, because the avoid the sabatonis, I mean, we're finished with that already. We finished with the separate domim. The separate domim ended by the end of the avoid the sakronim. This is a new avoid of Hazoya al Torish al Mizbeach. That's what he would say. But he says the Pashtus, he brings a Rai also, but the Pashtus, Loshen HaBereise, the Bereise says, Nosan Mitzas Matonish al Mizbeach v'Nishpach Adom, the Bereise did not differentiate. And the Bereise weiß doch ois, that it's everything by the Mizbeach. If it was Nishbach be'emtza avoidus ha-Mizbeach, it's the middle of one avoide, and you go back to the beginning. That's what the Gvuras Ari says. Perhaps we could be mamtik the halacha a little. There's a chakire from, I saw that from Briske Rav Achekire, when you ma'ariv the domim. So what is pshat? Is it pshat you're being zoyrik dam hapor v'dam asoyer, but you don't give a basachas. The zweite dam hapor v'dam asoyer. Or is it called a different entity? There was, for, the Matonis were Dama Po, Dama Soya. In the Heichel, and the Kaishu was Dama Po, Dama Soya. Now it's Dama Urif. Sicher, the Urif comes from Dama Po, Dama Soya. But it's not Pshat. You could learn, the Chikira is, are you making two Matonis Bebasachas? I'm right to making a Zrik of Dama Po and Dama Soya. But I'm doing it Bebasachas. I'm doing, like Zocha Veshama Deecha Nemro, so it's done Bebasachas. But it's a zrik of dama por dama soyer. Or no, the taruvis of dama por dama soyer, that's, it's not, now you're making a zrik of dama por dama soyer. You're making two zrikis bebasachet. Making one zrika of a third entity of taruvis. That's a chakir and briskerov. But if we would learn the first way, then we could zichet deher that it's one big avoide. The whole avoide is zrikis dama por dama soyer. Taruvis is also Zrikas Dama. I'm making a Zrikas Dama Po, I'm making a Zrikas Dama Po. I'm doing it Bebasachat. But so it's no different type of Avoid. It's one long Avoid. Avoid is Dama Po, Dama Seir, Alam Yizbeach. So then we could perhaps understand a little better what the Gvura Sari says. Gomal matonish, let us learn the Gemara by it. Gomal matonish shebe mizbeach. What happens after he was goymer the matonish shebe mizbeach v'nishpach adam? Divrei hakel, this divrei hakel means bein rameya, bein rabbelezer, v'rab shimen, hold loy ma'akvi, that the shvichas ha-shirayim is not ma'akiv. So that's not lacher like Rabbi Yehuda we had before, and of samach amad beis. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, but we have here a machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Elazar and Rab Shimon. If be'emtza hamatonis was nishpach adam, Rab Meir holds you go back to the beginning. Maybe that you shecht another par and you go back to the beginning. And Rab Elazar, Rab Shimon says you continue. Bimokim sheposak, you continue. Omar Rab Yochanan ushneim mikro echod dorshu. The pasuk says, "Midam chatas akipurim achas pashone." Rameyer sovo chatos achas omarti loch v'lo ishtei chatois. Amir de kedroshe. Rameyer said, "If let's say he made, he's in the kodesh kadoshim, and he made let's say three matonis in the kodesh kadoshim of the par, achas lamaylo and shtayim lamato. Finished, and then it's nishpach adam." Nishbach Adam, so if you will say you can continue from where you left off, so it comes out the avoid in the Kodesh Kodoshim was not to achatos achas, it was to two chatois. One kolbin I made three matonis, the other kolbin I made four matonis. The pasuk says chatos achas. The whole avoid should be done with one chatos. So therefore we say the first avoid goes down the drain, the first avoid is bottle, two matonis is golden. So Memela, so in all, eight matonis, that's from the second part. So Memela, that's why it's called Chatos Achas. That's the Svarva Meyam. Rabbi Lezer v'Rab Shimon Sovri, Chitui Echod Omarti Loch v'loi Shnei Chituyim. You shouldn't spritz more than once. If you made once Achas L'mayla, you're not chayte nachamol achas lamayla. That's finished. Go further. Now you make sheva lamata. So they learn chatos is a loshen chitui. So memela azrike. So memela fakel. So shteit in the chaposik pun fakel. That the previous matone has a shame matone. You continue from there. That's, so be'emison, this chakire. If the previous matone has a shame matone, and you can continue, or the previous matone, since it was not nigmar, is bottle and mavutel, is totally if you darshan chatos achas, or chito yechot. Zogt Rashi. Chatos achas omarti loch, liskaper akapore bo, that the kapore should come through one chatos. V'loi las liskapore achas mishtei beimis, one kapore through two beimis. And Rabbi Lezer Shimon said, "V'loy shnei chituyim l'shanois hazor shtei pa'omim." To repeat the hazor two times. So it says over here, each hazor accomplished something; it should not be repeated again. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Tanya, Omar Rebbe, Li chilek Rabbi Yaakov belugim. Beloy. The beloy is a little a sore thumb. But l'chayre, li chilek Rabbi Yaakov belugim means as follows. Before we'll see Rashi. That Rabbi said that even though we have here a machloikis, by, you have here, by the, if it was nishpach, be'emtza havoide, if you go back to the beginning, according to Rameya, or if you go back, or if you continue from where you left off, so Rabbi Yaakov told Rebbe, but by the luk shemen of the mitzayre, where there's also a case of nishpach hashemen. Let's say there were seven hazois by the luk shel shemen. So what's going to happen if there was nishpach hashemen? What do you do then? Do we have here the same machloikes, Rabbeinu and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon? According to Rameh, you go back, you bring new shemen, you go back from the beginning. According to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, you continue. Adonisht, it's different. The luk shemen is different than the dam of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Rabbi said, li chilei Rabbi Yaakov belugim. Rabbi Yaakov told me that there's a difference by the luk shemen than by the domen. Here there's no machloikis. Here we'll see everyone holds, you go back. V'loi, so l'cheir, the v'loi means v'loi hushvu. They're not similar. They're different. V'hosanye, in fact, the Gemara, I wish to disagree with you. We learned enough in the Baraisa Fakel. Nosan mikzes matoni shebefnim v'nishpach haluk. Yovi luk acher v'yaschel betchile b'matoni shebeichol. That's what the Tanakhama holds a mayor. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Imrim, imokim sheposak umaschil. He starts from where he left off. So you see, klo by the look, the same achloikis, this by the dam, this by the look shemen. Right, go ma'amatoni shebeheichol v'nishpach haluk. Yovi lugache v'yaschil betchila ma'amatoni shebeboinis. Now you start matoni shebeboinis. That means kapora shenigmara nigmara. The kapora of the hazoas and the heichol was nigma already. Now we're starting a new kapora. So you can just bring now a new look shaman for the new kapora. Nosan mixes matones bebahoinois v'nishpach halug. Jovi lugach v'yasro betchilu b'matones shebebahoinois. That's the Tanakhama. Abelozo v'rab shimen oimre mimokim sheposak o'masro. So we see klor not the way Rab Yaakov had said, Li Chilek Rab Yaakov. He said there's a difference. The mamish the same machloikas. Zakti Gemore. Yeah, let's go on Matan Shababainis and Nishpach Haluk Dibir Hako Matanus Haroi Shloime Akbis. That after that what is the shaman that's left over, that is Haroi Shemet Zoyre, Haroi Shemet Tayer, that everyone holds is not Akbis. About Al Kaponim, it's not the way Rabbi said over from Rabbi Yaakov. And for the Gemara, Eimo Li Shona Rabbi Yaakov. So Poshim Shat in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yaakov, Li Shona Rabbi Yaakov Belugim, that Rabbi Yaakov taught me by Lugim, that it's the same. The same Achloikis we have by Dom is by Lugim. The Ritve is a little mamtik. He says the Lashon was chilek, the same thing. But chilek could be two taichen. Chilek can be, it's different. And chilek can be, there's a machloikis. It's li chilek Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov told me the same machloikis that there is by dam, there is by lugim. Li chilek Rabbi Yaakov by lugim. The Gemara that we learned chilek means he said there's a difference between lugim and dam. And the later maskone, Lichilik means that he told me this, the same achloikis that is existent by dam is existent by lugim. Let us see Rashi. Lichilik Rabbi Yaakov belugim. Li nosan Rabbi Yaakov chiluk belug shemen shal metzayre. Shaloi ushvu lematen domim shal yema kippurim. That it's not the same. Bishon Ali, and he taught me, Leinechleku Rab Meir, Rab Loza, Rab Shimon, Ba'avoides, Achlukes Boy, Sheva Zoy Shebefnim, Umatan Bohines. The lo yamrin, and there we don't say mimokim sheposak misham ho maschel. Why? Here, Rav Elazar ben Shem is made to Rav Meir. Because here it says, d'chsiv lug echad shemen. So it's lug echad amati loch li yes hakapor aboy, v'loi shnei lugim. T'hosam hudikilem midrash bishloim, here also said chatos achas. So there, the Rav Elazar ben Shem made a dreidel, that chatos achas means chitay echad. Good. But lug echad, you can't, man kann ich machen kein dreidel. It says lug achas, only one lug can be used for the kapore. So therefore you can't continue the kapore with another lug. The hosam hudikilem midrash chitay echad amati loch, avroch elakamei mahochi. Mitzas matone shebefnim, d'chsiv iza min ha-shemen be'etzboi shevapomin, v'yaschel betchila bebehoynish, shehi avoy d'shniyem, k'd'chsiv, u'miyeser ha-shemen asher al-kapo yitein ha-koy. Matone sal-roish, v'hanoyser b'shemen, asher al-kaf ha-koyin yitein al-roish ha-mitayr, is memele, that everyone holds it's not market. Li shana Rab Yaakov es ha-machloikis ha-zesh b'shebe-mishnaseinu. The machloikis, which is in our Mishnah, by domim, so he taught it to me, belugim shal metzoyre. Period. Zogte Gemara weiter. Om amal matonis ha-roish ein ma'akbois. But the matonis ha-roish, that what it says, that what's left over, v'anoise b'shemen, Asher al kafa koin yiten al roisha mitayel, that is not ma'akev. My time, ilayim mishum d'chsi v'han noiso min ha-shemen, so it's called shirayim, so it doesn't have a chashivis. Elo ma'ata, it says in the posik, v'han noiseres min ha-minche, ochinami d'loy ma'akve. We learn out that if the minche changed, became less, after the kmitza, before the haktorim, so memele, it's no good. The mincha has to remain the way it was after the kmitza till after the haktorim. So it could say v'hanoiseres min ha-mincha, but it's leikube. It has to be noiseres min ha-mincha. So we see noiser does not mean that this is irrelevant. So memele, how do you know to darshan v'hanoiser min ha-shemen? Here it's not ma'akev. Maybe it's also ma'akev, just like when Yisrael min ha-minchah is ma'akev. Hanami do ma'akvi. And the Gemara shani hosam d'chsiv u'miyeser v'hanoiser. That means by the matan bohemis it says u'miyeser ha-shemen. So the matan bohemis was knitten from shirayim. Yeser, that was left over. You make matan bohemis. Min v'hanoiser b'shemen is shirayim from shirayim. Nu. Shirayim, from Shirayim, das is shaynish ma'akev. So, male, that's the makayah that the pasuk says, this is that what is left over from the yeser. So this is Shirayim and a Shirayim. So that chazal knew that said such a lotion to be megalad that it's only a mitzvah lechatchila, but it's not ma'akev. Zogt Rashi, lay mishum d'chsiva ha-noiso, d'korilu Shirayim, Ochinamid loy ma'akvi, ve'omar ma'ar, shirayim shechosu ben kmitze la'aktore, if there was missing shirayim between the kmitze and aktore, em aktirnes ha'koyim etzolayu. So forget that the noiser of the mincha has to remain kavua. And the Gemara shani hoche d'chsiv, u'miyeser ha'shemen ve'hanoiser. Matonis bohoin nois kruyim shirayim. The matonis alone were called shirayim. D'chsiv u'miyeser ha'shemen. U'matonis ha'roish kruyin shirei shirayim. D'chsiv u'v'hanoiso b'shirayim ha'rishoinim yitin ha'roish ha'metayr. No, shirei shirayim, really, that's not ma'akev. Let us see Tosfos. Divrei ha'koil matonis ha'roish einei me'akev. Mikan toshe l'madam rinem per kama dizvochem. There the Gemara says, "Va'noiser b'shemen yitein aroish amitayr." Shteit azoy. Im nosan kiper, v'im loy nosan loy kiper. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. So there shteit rochel b'tzrak tana that it's not that it's ma'akev that the shirayim is ma'akev im loy nosan loy kiper. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri oimer, Mala olav ke'ilu loikiper v'kiper. That's very sosom de kaloshan. Leforish hosam mai ke'ilu loikiper v'kiper, kiper matan bahaynis, loikiper matonei sorosh. Uperish Rashi, v'yovei acher, v'yaschil b'matonei sorosh. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if it was Nishpach HaShemen, you have to bring new Shemen, the Matonis HaRosh. Well, the Rabbi Kiva, Matonis Bahinish, and also lay all alive, the Yovi Lagach, the Yasl, the Bahinis. So Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara and Zvochim that according to everyone, the Matonis HaRosh is Mahakiv. That means, you have to, if it's Nishpach HaShemen, you have to bring new Shemen. The Shaila is if you can start from the Rosh, if you have to start already from the Bahinis. And our Gemara says, Divrei Hakel, if it's not Ma'akir, Yo, nay, Nishpach Hashem, and is finished. Divrei Hakel, but don't say, Ma'akvis. Yeah, the question, Mekain said, the Leike, Tanoi, the Hoche. Okay, Nire, so Tais wants to say, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri Dama Hosn Matonus HaRosh, Shiyori Mitzvahein, Sovar Ketane Doche, He holds a Katane. Vachi Perushe, Mikore, Kiboy Lamei Mekipe Gabre, Lekipe Kabi Shemai, first thing I wanted to say, according to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, Kipe Gabre, Lekipe Kabi Shemai. Kipe Gabre means Shetir Mitzaratai. That if the, it was Nishpach HaShemen, after the Matonis HaBohinis, before the Matonis HaRosh. So first the Gemara wanted to say, Kippur Gavre, like Kippur Kami Shemaya. What does that mean? Kippur Gavre, Shetir Mitzorato. But he became Toil. Vulay Kippur Kami Shemaya, Me'oinish Shebiyodai. It would seem from Tosfos, that the Emerson in the Avodah by a Metzora, there's two inyanim. There's an inyan of Tahare. The Avodah is Metair the Metzora. And then there's Kabonis, which are Mechapa. So the Gemara and the Havamina held, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that if it was Nishpach, Hashemen, there was no matonish shebarois. Is tiyer mitzarate. That's zicher that became toil. But like kippur kamishmaye ma'ene shebiyodei. That means the kaporas kolben, which it seems the shemen also has a shem kolben. So if the matonis harosh were not made, he doesn't have that kapor. You don't bring it again. But it seems, but he doesn't have that kapor. Behoda kom afilu ma'ene shebiyodei ichtolei. Ela kiper matan bahoinois sha'od that the kapore is nigmaro. The kapore ma'inish is nigmaro with the matonis bahoinis. Now what does mean the loy kiper? El kiper matan bahoinish aso ke mitzvoso. Loy kiper matonis aroish shechiser mitzvah. Loy aso ke ma'amor. That means that there's no oinish and there's ichatare. But the mitzvah wasn't the sky. There was a mitzvah lechatchila to make matonis harosh, and that wasn't the sky. But it's zicher not ma'akib, not in the kapore, and not in the tara. V'yesh meforosh mikoros al kedaitach lekipe kamishmaye matan bohines atzma. Avo pishen nosan ein bemritzi gomo. That without the matonis harosh, there's no ritzui from the matan bohines. Aber gab der Matonis HaRosh loy ma'akev. The Koma loy kippur Matonis HaRosh. Obohot the Koma loy kippur Matonis HaRosh ritzigom. Aber matan bohim is kippur ritzigom. So that's the second shot. But upon him, Taisa says, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, lemaise, it's not ma'akev. Ela ma'ato v'neiseres min ha'mincha. So the Gemara wants to prove that a loshen of noiso does not necessarily mean that it's not ma'akev. But the matan bahinis is zicher ma'akev. The koibe, so we see clear that a loshen yeser does not mean it's shirayim and then it's not the ikuve.
Why do you have to kriech and ask a kasha from Menoches, Vanoiseres min amincha? In this pasuk alone, you see klal that the word yeso does not necessarily mean that it's not ma'akev. The Lishna Dikra is the same, so that's why the Gemara went to ask a more powerful Kasha, so the Gemara went to Menoches, we see in the Lishna Dikra that Neiseres, even though it's a Loshen Neisa, a Loshen Shehayim, Hafal Pikein, it is Ma'akev.